1 Samuel chapter 30. I will say this, the Lord gave me this message the last few weeks as our church was waiting on Candy and Calvin Ray to come back in their absence, and how God put us through a certain season. And I told our church the worst thing that we could do as a people of God, and what Calvin Ray absolutely and Candy does not want us to do, is sit here and sulk in our sadness. We knew from the very beginning this is a spiritual war, not a physical war. So God gave us special anointing. That very first service when Candy was in the hospital, I prayed, God, what do you want us to do? So he sent about 30 people for us to pray for that morning. I've heard back from no less than 15 people that have gotten healings from that day. They had cancer, no cancer. I'm still waiting on the rest of those miracles, but how God moved in a special way. And he gave me this scripture, and as I began to just pray, I'll be honest with you, I did more praying about this than studying about it. And sometimes that ain't all bad. But it says in verse 1, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And had taken the women captives that were therein, they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Go down now to verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. And here's our text tonight. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Very briefly, and we will not hold you long, I promise. To bring us up to speed, David had slayed the giant Goliath. When he came back to his hometown, the women were praising and singing, Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands. Saul became very jealous, insomuch that he went after David because of the jealousy and sin in his heart. We know that David ran for his life in fear and ended up in a cave. When he got to the cave, he found there were other people already there that were distressed, they were depressed, they were in debt. And they said, David, we need a leader. And so they made David their leader. And we find in the previous chapter, to this chapter, in chapter 29, that David was trying to find refuge in the Philistine army. Imagine that. He just killed their greatest warrior, and now he's trying to find refuge in the enemy's camp. So there he was with his mighty men, and they came to him and basically fired him from their job and said, you have to leave. And that brings us up to our chapter. David, in the most fearful time of his life, things just weren't going the way that he wanted them to. Now he is a leader of rejects, headed back to Ziklag, and when he gets there, it goes from bad to worse. The town had been burned down, but more importantly than that, his wives were taken captive. Everybody's family was taken captive. What had happened to them? So now he's lost what he thought was everything. And now here in our text, we read to you that the rejects were now turning on him. Here it was, isn't it amazing? He was rejected by rejects. They were speaking of stoning him. But David did something different this time than he did when Saul was coming after him. David didn't run for fear. No, he stood his ground, and the Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Four things about this passage of scripture tonight. Number one, notice David strengthened himself. That word encouraged himself actually means to strengthen in the Hebrew. Now you say, Brian, what did he do? I'll tell you exactly what he did. He started talking to himself. That's exactly what he did. In the middle of those men with stones in their hands, he began to speak to himself. Now notice, he did not pat himself on the back. He did not say, okay, David, you got this. Okay, David, you got this. No, that was not what he did at all. He did not put any focus on David whatsoever. No, the Bible says he encouraged or strengthened himself in the Lord his God. He reminisced in that short period of time through his mind how faithful God had been to him and began to rehearse the mighty things that God had done for him. And so can you imagine in the midst of all those angry men, him thinking, okay, Lord, I know you brought me from the lion and the bear. I was able to kill them with my own hands. Surely you can deliver me out of these angry men. Lord, you led me to a giant and I was able to kill it with your mighty hand. And so Lord, this is nothing for you to bring me through this. Time after time, he recalled the times in the shepherd's field when the wolves and the animals would come after the sheep, but yet he was able to protect the sheep. He was a great shepherd, but it's because God gave him the power. But I think even more than that, reminiscing in his mind, he began to quote scripture back to himself of the Psalms that he had written out in the shepherd's field. Can you imagine him in the midst of those angry men saying something like this? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, for they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And he began to encourage himself and strengthen himself and talk to himself a little more. Can you imagine in the midst of all those men looking up in the heavens and say, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. What, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade on thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. So he sets a prime example for us tonight. It's time for you to start talking to yourself. It's time for you to start speaking to yourself. Now I know people's going to look at you and think you're crazy, but go ahead and let them think it. Hey, I know we're crazy. It's 95 degrees and we're out here worshiping God. But guess what? It feels good in here tonight, doesn't it? Amen. Why? Because the Lord has breathed on us. And before I even got here today, I began to speak to myself and say, Lord, I need you tonight. I can't get up there without your anointing. I can't get up there without the power, power of God resting upon me. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. And it's time we as men and women of God would just rear back and say things like, I shall be the head and not the tail. Be like Job and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Oh, it's time for us like David to say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? It's time for us to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. So if you need strength tonight, do this with me. We are more than conquerors. Say it again. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Say it again. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. Say this with me. Thanks be to God. Say it.
Thanks be to God.
Which giveth us the victory.
Which giveth us the victory.
Through our Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Boy, I wish I had some Bible readers. You don't know the Bible well enough to even quote it. I'm telling you, we need to start strengthening ourselves. If your marriage is about ready to fail, start talking to yourself. Start putting scriptures on your mirrors. Start quoting scripture. Time to strengthen yourself. We get down in the dumps so much and depressed, but we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Somebody say amen. I'm busy preaching. He strengthened himself. Secondly, he not only strengthened himself, but he spoke for himself. Now you'll notice a little bit later, he went to Abiathar the priest and wanted the ephod. Now you say, well, okay, well that's great. It wasn't his to go ask for it. That's a high priest's job. But he said, I've got a problem that I ain't got no one else to go to, but it's between me and God. I don't need somebody else praying on my behalf. I've got enough authority and enough power that I can pray to God myself. Now I'm going to make some enemies right here, and I don't mean to, but you please hear me out. We need to pray for one another. We need to strengthen one another. Thank God for the ability to get the word out when we need prayer on social media and prayer chains and things like that. But listen, so many times what we do to easily get the burden off of us is when things happen, we want to call somebody else to pray for it. Listen, we have enough power and enough anointing and enough authority through the word of God. We can pray for ourselves. Amen. Amen. Now listen, our pastor going up to Columbus, he told us Sunday morning, was in a wreck emotionally. And when he was there with Candy, they did not know what was going to happen. But he said, when I began to take the trip from Portsmouth to Columbus, I began talking to the Lord. I began speaking for myself. Hey, we were all praying to Rubyville. But listen, he got on the thrones of the altar and said, Lord, I need you right now. Listen, you've got enough authority and you've got enough of power. You can get on your knees yourself and pray for your problem. Yourself. Amen. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Maybe the reason why we're so quick to call on others is if we don't have enough power to pray. But you got enough power. It's in the word of God. He prayed and spoke for himself. He strengthened himself. He spoke for himself. But notice, thirdly, notice, he sought after what God promised that he could have. He inquired at the Lord, he said, in verse 8, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt overtake them. Amazing. It wasn't enough for David to inquire and speak for himself. He had to go seek after what God had promised. Prayer is not complete until we learn to take action on our prayers. So many times we pray and that's as far as we go. I know there's power in prayer, but listen, sometimes God promises things that are just out of our reach, and it's up to us as men and women of God to get enough strength on the inside, saying, Lord, with your help, I will go seek after what you have promised me. David would have never gotten his miracle if all he'd done was prayed and sit where he was at. No, he got up from where he was at, said, men, let's go and get him. And he went and took what God said he could have. Amen. We're so quick just to sit there. And listen, it's not enough for us to sit there. We need to go right in the midst. He was able to go right in the middle of the enemy's camp and look him square in the face and say, you have no power over me. Why? Because he got a word from the Lord. And listen, when God says pursue, when he says overtake, thank God you can go in and get what he said you can have. Hey, don't you want to be a part of a winning team? Guess what? You are. I've read the back of the book, and we have won. We have won. We have won. So why sit here until we die? It's time to get up and go and get what God said we could have. Amen. He sought after what God said he could have. And finally, notice this. He secured what God promised. So, now, as I was praying about this, and you may know this already, if you do, God bless your heart. But I didn't know it, and God revealed it to me. I promise I didn't get this from no commentary, and there's nothing wrong with those things. But boy, when it comes straight from God, it just does something to you. And so here I was. I was praying about this scripture, and he said, read it again. So I read it again. And the Bible says there, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? And shall I overtake them? Now, Rubyville already knows the answer, but I'm going to ask you this. How many things did David ask for? Rubyville, go ahead. Two. He asked the Lord for two things. Shall I pursue and shall I overtake? Two things. How many things? But here's what God said. Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. Okay. Here's what the Lord showed me. Why did David only ask for two? And that just boggled my mind. Why did he ask for two? Here's what I thought. David did not know what was going on with his family. He had no idea if they were alive or dead. And what he was asking God for was a revenge mission. He said, can I go get them back for what they did to me? I believe he thought his family was already dead. But God said, you will recover all. He said, David, you're going into Ziklag. You're going in the camp of the enemy, not as a revenge mission. You're going as a recovery mission. He said, and can you imagine when David heard the words from the Lord saying, wait, I can recover? That means they're still alive. That means there's still hope. That means I can go give back what the enemy has taken from me. And listen, some of you tonight have children and you think there's no hope for them. Hey, listen, if they're still breathing, there's still hope. Hey, some of you have spouses that aren't saved yet. You think there's no more hope. Oh yes, if they're breathing, there's still hope. David said, Lord, can I go get them? Can I have revenge? And the Lord said, yeah, you can pursue and you can overtake, but go ahead and get much more than what you're asking me for. Go ahead and recover all. And it's time for us as men and women of God to get enough strength of the Lord. Your marriage is failing. You're financially broke. There's things you can't get over. It's time to go back into the enemy's camp and take what he's stolen from us. Hey, listen, it wasn't his to take in the first place. It's ours. It's ours. It's our property. It's time for us to go back and take what he's stolen from us. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Come on now.
I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back woo, everything that the devil stole from me.
Preachers up here.